Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
I love the Psalms. I think I have 150 favorite ones, right? And Psalm 63 is one of my top 150 favorites. And I was in there, and the Lord began to speak to me and began to have a download. From the first 8 verses, he pulled out 12 things and said, "So many of my people contend for breakthrough. If you do these things, then no breakthrough is outside of any effort of his." And so it's one of those things where we have to be able to get into the psalm and look at it. So we're going to look at the first 8 verses of that today. And did you already get your card? So this is a business card, so you can do business with the Lord, right? So I felt to put that on a card, and thanks for Josh for making it prettier than the file that I sent him. But it's one of those things I felt like the Lord wanted you to have a reminder of these things as we work through it. See, Psalm 63 is a psalm of David. It's a confession of his longing for God and the security that his presence offers, even when deadly enemies threaten. So there's David always had these enemies after him, but he always found a place to go after the Lord. See, the Lord always meets us in a place of longing for him. There's security that his presence brings, that only his presence brings us. Sometimes in life we get stuck and we need a breakthrough. And how do we get unstuck? And how do we get the breakthrough that we're looking for? And how do we get the freedom that we're so desperate for? The definition of breakthrough is the act, the result, or place of breaking through against resistance. As in warfare. That's actually straight out of a really old version of the Webster's Dictionary. The act, result, or place of breaking through against resistance, as in warfare. A strikingly important advance. So the Lord is wanting to advance his kingdom, and he's wanted to advance it through each and every one of you. And so we need to walk through the breakthrough that the Lord has for us. But see, many times our breakthrough is viewed from a place of looking to the Lord for our breakthrough. Man, when's the Lord going to do that? When's he going to break that off of me? When's the Lord going to break through on this issue? When am I going to get an answer from the Lord? So a lot of times we look to the Lord for our breakthrough with and wanting little or no involvement on our part. A lot of times we can't see the Lord because of the resistance that we're facing. See, breakthrough is about positioning. Where is your heart before the Lord? Are you positioned for victory? Are you positioned in a place of despair? Are you defined by the despair that's in your life? Are you defined by the struggles in your life? Or are you defined by the victory that the Lord Jesus Christ has given to us? Amen? Psalm 63 will position us for an offensive stance. See, David always desired breakthrough, and he went after the Lord in worship. He was known as a man after God's own heart. When David was anointed by Samuel, David's brothers were overlooked. And I love that whole story. Do you have any more sons? Oh, yeah, there's one out back. He's tending the sheep. You know, I forgot about him. Oh, gosh, I had another son. You know, and so it's one of those things where he had to go get him, and he was anointed. Because it says that the Lord looks at the heart, right? In 1 Samuel 17, David faced Goliath. And after David declared, they had this exchange, him and Goliath, and David declared that the battle belongs to the Lord. It says the Philistine moved closer, and David rushed the battle line. There was one time in my life where the Lord had me read 1 Samuel 17 for a long period of time. And every time I'd say, "Lord, there's nothing else I can squeeze out of this." And then I would see more and more. And there was one day where I said, "Lord, I'm convinced there's nothing else." And that's when I saw David rush the battle line. There are times in our life when we must rush the battle line. This is one of David's most passionate psalms. Now, there's a lot of 12-step programs out there for all kinds of things, and I kind of laugh when the Lord pulled out 12 things out of here. But So, okay, let's look at the 12 things that we have to do business with the Lord, right? To do business with the breakthrough that we're needing to do business in the really going after what the Lord wants and desires for us. See, because I believe that the Lord doesn't want us to stay stuck. He doesn't want us to stay in that place of longing after breakthrough and wondering, how do we ever get there? How do we get to the place that we desire to be? So we're going to, so I'm going to read the first 8 verses of this. O God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Thus I have seen you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth offers praises with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the watches of the night or the night watches. You have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. So the first one is I shall seek you earnestly. The definition of earnestly is to set oneself in motion, in intense seriousness, to be zealous and sincere, to approach something in a determined manner. So if we're going to seek the Lord earnestly, we're going to do it with an intense seriousness, we're going to be zealous and sincere, and we're going to go after him in a determined manner. Amen? And seek means to look for something until it's found. In 2 Chronicles 15:2, it says, if you seek him, he will let you find him. I love that. If you seek him, he'll let you find him. You know, we play hide and seek with our kids, you know, when they're just starting to do that. And, you know, as a parent, we only let them look for so long, then we let them find us, right? And we act surprised like they found us and we're just standing out in the open, right? Well, the Lord is standing out in the open. If we seek him, he will let us find him. Proverbs 8:17, I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. Isaiah 55:6 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Hebrews 11:6, he is a rewarder of those who seek him. The first step to breakthrough is to seek after the Lord, to go after him passionately, zealously. And he knows when we're serious about seeking him, and he knows when we're half-hearted about it. He knows when we're lukewarm about it. He knows if he is the reason for our passion. Our breakthrough starts when we pursue the Lord over all the other affections that are trying to attract us in our life. He is our passion and our pursuit. So our breakthrough starts when we earnestly seek the Lord. Number 2 is my soul thirsts for you. Psalm 103:1 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We are spirit beings having a human experience. We are spirit beings who have a soul and live in a body, having an eternal experience. The Bible says that we are an emotional, it's our emotional and mental side. It's our mind, will, and our emotions. So that's our soul. And if our soul is thirsting for God, to thirst is a strong desire, a strong craving. It can become a distressful feeling caused by an intense need for water. So in Psalm 42:2, it says, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. In Matthew 5:6, it says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled, or they shall be satisfied. Our soul thirsting after the Lord is knowing that only he can satisfy that thirst. There's times when we try to fill it with other stuff. We try to fill it with other things in our life. But really, only the Lord can satisfy that thirsting in our soul. Our breakthrough comes when we know that the deep thirst in us can only be satisfied by him. That's when our breakthrough comes. And we look to him for that deep, deep satisfaction that we have in him. There's a deep part in us that only he can satisfy. Only the Lord can quench, he can quench the thirst of the longing in our hearts for him. So our breakthrough comes when our soul, our mind, will, and our emotions, everything that makes us up, is thirsting after him. You know, there's sometimes when a cool glass of milk will do it. Or sometimes there's that carbonation in a pop. Sometimes just a cool drink of water will quench that thirst. And you know when that thirst is quenched, just like, oh, you're satisfied. You don't need any more. And so the Lord is wanting us to go after him for our breakthrough when only he can satisfy that desire in our hearts. Then it says the next one, the third one was, my flesh yearns for you, or my flesh longs for you. Matthew 26:41, Jesus said, keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. This is what he told the disciples at the garden when they couldn't even stay awake. This was an amazing time for Jesus. You know, the culmination of things are happening. I can't even imagine the spiritual warfare around it. And these guys were like dozing off. You know, they couldn't even hang with them. And so he said, you know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The definition of flesh is our human nature, especially the sensual aspect of it. Ephesians 5:19-21 says, now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. You see, that flesh part of us is usually that part that is separate from the Lord, that we always, oh, I hate the flesh. I hate this. My flesh is warring. I can't do this. Oh, my flesh. You know, it's that part that drives us crazy because we want to be closer to the Lord, but our flesh just gets in the way. You know, if we can just get that flesh out of the way, you know. In Romans 7, Paul wrestles with it. He says, the very things I want to do, I do not do. And the things I hate, I do. Who can save me from this? Thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then it goes on and says, there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And that's the culmination of him wrestling with the flesh, that only the Lord can really save us from that. So if our flesh is to long and to yearn for the Lord, and that part that usually does not, then that's when breakthrough can be accomplished. When that part of us, when our body, our mind, will, and our emotions, and our flesh, every part of us can be going after the Lord, then breakthrough's got to happen. When we can surrender our flesh to the Lord, and our flesh is going after him instead of opposed to him, a breakthrough is going to happen in that moment for you. Next one, number four. I have seen you in the sanctuary to see your power and glory. This section is kind of a parenthetical section. It's a declaration where the rest of the ones are the things that we will do. But David makes a strong declaration here. He says, I have seen you in the sanctuary and to see your power and your glory. So he makes that declaration there in that moment. In Isaiah 6, Isaiah saw the Lord seated on his throne. The train of his robe filled the temple. The temple was filled with smoke, and the whole earth was filled with the glory of God. So here's this, to see your power and your glory. Isaiah saw it in his day. You know, and how many times have we seen the power of the Lord in our lives? To be able to see it and to know that we know that we know that it was the power of the Lord in our lives. That the Lord came in a moment, and there was his power. And we couldn't give it to credit to anyone or anything else, but know that the Lord came in with his power. Amen? Sanctuary is a place which is set apart for the Lord. He says, I have seen you in the sanctuary to worship him, an intimate place to meet with the Lord. It's a holy place that you have set aside for him. It's a place where God shows his power, his glory, where he shows us his manifest presence. See, David's declaring here, I have seen you and seen your power and glory. When we see God's power and glory in the secret place where his manifest presence is, how can breakthrough not happen? When we set ourselves aside to seek the Lord, to come after him, that our flesh is going after him, everything is going after him, and we've set aside a time and a place to meet with the Lord. That's where we're going after him. In Exodus 33:18, Moses said, I pray that you show me your glory. And I love how the Lord says, I can't because you'll have to die. You know, so basically, my paraphrase. But he said, I'll hide you in the cleft of the rock. And when I come by, you know, see my backside, you know, and that whole amazing thing where Moses encounters the glory of the Lord so much that he comes down with having to veil his face. Can you imagine, like, Moses, man, cover that. You know, I can't see anything. Can you imagine the glory off his face would blind you? So he had to veil it. But then we fast forward to what Jesus has done for us in 2 Corinthians 3:18. It says, and we, with unveiled faces, reflect the Lord's glory. So you are reflectors of the Lord's glory because of what Jesus did for us. So when we understand that we are the reflectors of the Lord's glory and we've seen him in the sanctuary and we beheld his power, that's when breakthrough can come to us. The next one is, my lips will praise you. I'm moving quick here. The spirit of praise and thankfulness. 1 Chronicles 16:25. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Psalm 92:1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to your name, O Most High. See, words are wonderful. Words have the power of life and death. There's times when we say a word and we wish we can take it back, but someone already heard it, and it might have devastated them or might have offended or hurt them, and we can't take that back, and it has to run its course. But there's times when the words that we praise the Lord and exalt him are just life to us, and they just change the atmosphere around us when we praise the Lord and we use our lips to praise him. Praise is to exalt him. It's to acclaim him. It's to acknowledge him, to recognize him, and to acknowledge his goodness. Psalm 31:14 says, I say you are my God. Praise awaits you, O God in Zion. See, he is worthy of all our praise. Praise your way to breakthrough, right? If you're having a rough day, praise your way to breakthrough. One time I was pressing in for something, and I just really felt a lot of spiritual warfare. You know, and there's times when we do, and there's times when we put too much emphasis on the spiritual warfare, and other times we need to press through stuff. There's times when it's clearly evident that the enemy's fighting us. One time the Lord told me that spiritual warfare is simply an invitation to worship. It's an invitation to praise. So if you're feeling spiritual warfare, praise him and worship, and it's going to lift off of you in that moment, because he inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. So the next one is, I will bless you as long as I live. Bless the Lord, O my soul, to live a life of blessing the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, Psalm 103, 1 and 2. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You know, he heals our diseases. He redeems us, and he pulls our life from the pit. Several years ago in the House of Prayer, I was on a Thursday team with Betsy, and we thought, well, let's do Psalm 103 for maybe a couple weeks. I don't know, I think it was 9 months maybe, and we still weren't done getting revelation on that, and we would go for that every week. To live our lives committed to bless the Lord. If you look up the word bless throughout your Bible, most of them are given to the Lord blessing us, people looking for blessing. And breakthrough comes when we remember and we choose to continually bless the Lord, that we bless him. If you're stuck and you're wanting breakthrough, bless the Lord. To turn that around and say, you know, so often we're looking for stuff, but bless the Lord. Breakthrough comes when we position ourselves every day to bless the Lord, no matter what, to bless him. Number 7 is, I will lift up my hands in your name. Hands lifted up are a sign of surrender, an international sign of surrender. Somebody comes up behind you and pokes something in your back, you're going like this. That's our that's our response, right? We're putting our hands in the air. We're surrendering. We're giving up. Psalm 28:2 says, hear the voice of my supplication when I cry to you for help, when I lift my hands toward your holy sanctuary. When I lift my hands, hear my voice of my supplication, when I cry to you for help, when I'm crying for a breakthrough, God, when I lift my hands toward your holy sanctuary. Sometimes our lifted hands, it's like we can't get close enough to God. It's like trying to lift up our hands to get as close as we can, to grab a hold of that spiritual realm above us. And 1 Timothy 2:8 says, therefore, I want men in every place to pray lifting up holy hands. Amen. So we come, we surrender in your name. Breakthrough comes when we surrender to the Lord. Say, Lord, I give up. I'm trying to do this on my own. I can't figure it out. Lord, I'm coming after you. I surrender to you, Lord. There might be times when the Lord is asking you to do something and you might be resisting. And there's a beautiful place when you stop resisting and you surrender to the Lord and say, okay, Lord, I'll do that. I'll go ahead and do that thing. No matter how hard it is, if you don't know the roadmap, you don't know how to get there, you don't feel you're qualified or gifted, and you say, Lord, I surrender to you. There's a beautiful thing that happens in that moment of surrender. The Lord sees a glimpse into your heart. And see, our surrendering moves the heart of God. It absolutely does. So if you're stuck, surrender your way to breakthrough, right? Surrender it through. Number 8, my mouth offers praises with joyful lips. It says, my soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth offers praises with joyful lips. I love that passage in Nehemiah where he says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. In Psalm 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be, continually be in my mouth. Matthew 12:34b, it says, from the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And there's times when you're surprised by something that someone says, but you have a glimpse into their heart, whether it's good or bad. You have a glimpse into their heart. Sometimes if someone has a revelation from the Lord and they speak that out, you're like, wow, I didn't know that thing was in them. You know, it's amazing. And there's times when someone will say something to you and it reveals the true colors of who they are because you've seen into their heart that that's exactly how they feel. Because it says, out of the overflow of our heart, the mouth speaks. So we really need to steward the overflow in our hearts and steward it well. See, the mouth of the righteous is a fountain. See, our ability to speak is powerful, to use it to praise the Lord with a great joy. Romans 10:10 says, with our mouth, we confess who the Lord is, resulting in salvation. We have to confess it. The first part is we believe who Jesus is and what he did. Then we have to confess it. So there's so much power in our mouth to confess things. What our mouths speak can be the very thing that God uses for breakthrough. Amen. It's what he can use for breakthrough. So we have to be able to come with joyful lips, to offer praises, to have that joy in our heart. Because if joy's in our heart, what does the scripture say? It's going to come out. It's going to come out of you. So if there's joy in your heart, it's going to come out. And it's going to spill over onto others. It's going to absolutely spill over. Next one is, I remember you on my bed. When I remember you on my bed, and there's some translations that has a, I remember you on my bed, then it goes on. I went to a men's retreat one time. I was a pretty young Christian at the time. It was the first time I went to a men's retreat. And there was a little old black guy that was an evangelist from the South somewhere. One of the pastors knew him way back when. And he came up to minister to us for a couple days at a men's retreat. His name was Sam Walton. And he was an amazing guy. And he didn't like to write. He said his hand was unsteady. And I ran across a while ago a couple typed letters that he gave, that he wrote to me. And it was a bunch of typos in there and everything. But it was absolutely amazing of his heart before the Lord. And he didn't want like separate quarters. He just wanted to be in the midst of all the guys. And so I remember I was bunking next to him. And I fell asleep to him just sitting there in his bed, hands lifted up going, Lord, I just praise you. Thank you, Lord. And he's mentioning, he had just met us, and he's mentioning a lot of the men by name. and he's praying, he's just thanking the Lord, he's just blessing the Lord, and thank you for life, and all these different things. And I'm just listening to this guy. I fell asleep listening to a guy just worshiping the Lord and remembering the Lord on his bed. And so he modeled that to me. And so here we are, to be able to remember the Lord, to acknowledge the Lord in all things. So when you, sometimes we're so exhausted, we'd fall asleep before our head hits the pillow, right? But it's really good to take an inventory of your blessings from the entire day, to be able just to take an inventory and thank the Lord for that. You know, and I like to pray, Lord, keep us safe in our sleep. Keep us alert on you. And Lord, I consecrate our dreams to the Lord. I've been having some crazy dreams lately. And I think that I've become more aware of them. I think I've always dreamed, but I've become more aware of them since I started praying, Lord, I consecrate my dreams to you. And would you highlight the ones that are from you? And would you give me revelation, Lord, about them and what they are? And I didn't even tell Nancy yet this morning. I got a revelation from a dream I had the other day. And it was a dream where both of our parents, sets of parents, lived in the same house. My parents' old house, and there was a separate place for them, but there was a doorway, and where in the house there wasn't a doorway, and my brother was talking to me about getting stuff for Christmas for them, and it was just this crazy dream, and I've been asking the Lord, what is it? And this morning, he said, they do share the same quarters now. It's called my place. It's called my heaven. They do share the same quarters now. Because I was thinking in the natural, that would never have worked. That would have never worked. But I thought, oh my goodness, they really do. They have the same residence now with the Lord. And so here was just a few days after that dream. When I first got that, I thought, do I even pray into that? What was that all about? But so here it was. It was even the strangest dreams, write them down and ask the Lord. So here I am. So on my bed, I remember, Lord, I'm going into a dream place that you have set aside dreams for all of us. You have guided many people throughout your word through dreams. Lord, you can guide our lives through dreams. So consecrate your dreams unto the Lord and see what happens. And that was just a comfort this morning for me. It was just a comfort to know that that's how the Lord sees it. In the natural, I'm thinking our parents would have never worked. That would never work. But they're with him in glory. And guess what? It works. It works. And so then to be able to just really remember, it says to remember the Lord. It was interesting. On our Friday prophetic declaration team, we were going for it, and all of a sudden I got this prophetic thing from the Lord. It said, for the word for today is remember. Miss Shiana, remember, I am a covenant-keeping God. Remember my promises to you as a region. Remember my promises to each one of you. Remember my blessings. Remember my provision each and every time. Remember my healing. Remember my miracles. Remember each and every breakthrough. Let testimonies arise like sweet incense up to my throne. Remember your salvation experience. Remember the power of my spirit. Remember the day you first heard my voice. I am speaking. I still speak. This is your call to remember, Miss Shiana. Oh, Miss Shiana, remember the Lord, your God, the Holy One in your midst. And it was incredible to hear the singers sing around that then. We kind of got lost in that place for a while. But the Lord reminded me of that today, to remember, to be able, that's the word, is to remember. So when we go to bed, he said to remember him on our bed. The next one is to meditate on you in the night watches. That's basically from midnight to 4 a.m. and 4 a.m. to 8 a.m., the night watches, throughout the night. The word meditate, the definition is to reflect upon, to study, to ponder, to think about deeply and continuously. So there's times when you get up just to get repositioned or turn around, think about the Lord. Just think about him for just that second. To think about him deeply, continuously, to ponder. So we're thinking about, okay, I'm sleeping. I just want to sleep, you know. But here it says to meditate on him and the night watches, to be able to really think about him at some point. And Psalm 19:14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. So if we want the meditations of our heart to be acceptable before him, we can even meditate on him through the night. And that's when our breakthrough happens at times. Sometimes our breakthrough will happen in the night watches. It'll happen in that moment. You may have a dream. You may have the Lord speak to you. You may turn around and just say, Lord, I exalt you. I praise you. And I thank you for life. And all of a sudden, you might get a word from the Lord in that moment. It'll change the course of everything for you. Part of our breakthrough is to engage the Lord throughout the night, throughout the night. The next one, number 11, making my way. I sing for joy. I will sing for joy. It says, for you have been my help in the shadow of your wings. Under the Lord's protection, I sing for joy. In some translations, it says, under the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. Let your life play out from a place of high praise, from a place of rejoicing and singing. Because the Lord sings over us. His word says he sings over us, so we need to sing over our circumstances. If you're looking for a breakthrough and you've been contending for a long time, sing. Sing, Zion, sing. Right? Sing your way to breakthrough. A friend of mine, Joe, he's always singing. He is always singing. And one day I was helping him on a project, and I brought a radio with me. And I turned it off about 20 seconds in. I thought, I'm not going to compete my radio with his singing. I'd rather listen to him sing. He's from India, and he sings in broken English. And you know what? It's just a beautiful thing. He sings his heart before the Lord, and it's an amazing thing. Because he has a joyful heart, and it's contagious. And so so you might say, well, what should I sing? Mark this one down. Psalm 66:2. It says, sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. So if you're not sure what to sing, sing the glory of his name. If you're wanting a breakthrough, sing the glory of his name. I love the part in the intercessory model of the house of prayer where we sing our hearts to the Lord. When I first was around the house of prayer and all the singers started singing at the same time, I was like, which one do I listen to? But now I'm so used to it that I really, it's one melody and it's one voice. And I absolutely love it. So that's when I hear that, sing your hearts to the Lord. It's just singing that what's ever on your heart to him in that moment. There was a time on a meeting place night that Bob preached on the song of the Lord. And he was talking about the song. The Lord's going to be releasing new songs. And in that moment, the Lord gave me a song. And the only paper I had was those wonderful extra papers at the beginning of your Bible. I think those are for the songs of the Lord. Those are for prophetic words. And those are for decrees that the Lord gives you. He gives you note paper right in your Bible. So I wrote that down and I kind of sat on it for a while. And then one day I felt to give it to Sue Bailey. And she has sang it in the house of the Lord. One day, she's poking fun at me because I missed it. I was busy walking through, and I totally missed it. I thought, man, that sounds familiar. And I totally missed it. She goes, did you hear me singing your song? I totally missed it. But here's the thing where the Lord will release songs to you. I'm not a singer, basically. Even if you're not a singer, you say, why would the Lord give me a song? Ask the Lord for the song of the Lord, a song that he would want you to sing for breakthrough. There is a song that is going to break through for you, that's going to break through in the heavenly realms. There's a song that the Lord has for you. And the song was, it was something about Yahweh. He is the way. You know, it's this whole repetitive thing. And so it was just one of those times where it was a song before the Lord. Be able to just sing your heart. So the Lord has that for you. He absolutely has that song for you. There was another time that I had a dream about the house of prayer, and I had a song. There was a song that there was a couple gals that were singing a song at the end of this one dream, and it was all about the light of your revelation come. And I remember sharing it with our Monday team, and they sang that, let the light of your revelation come. And there's times when I'm needing a breakthrough, I remember that the Lord gave that to me in a dream. And I sing that. It says, let the light of your revelation come. If we're needing revelation, sing that. So the Lord has a song for you that is an instrument that he is going to use for your breakthrough. And sing your way to breakthrough. Amen? Number 12, my soul clings to you. In Matthew 22, it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. Psalm 62:5, it says, my soul wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from him. Cling means to hang on tightly, to never let go. We must hold on to the Lord with all that we have. Let nothing sway us or pull us away or lure us away from the Lord. We must cling to the Lord. Our breakthrough comes when we hold on to the Lord no matter what. There's times when the waves of life are coming up over the boat, side of the boat. There's times when things happen that we just can't figure out our way. There's times when things happen suddenly and we just don't know what to do in that moment. But if we hang on to the Lord no matter what, to hang on to the Lord, to cling to him, my soul clings to him. My mind, will, and emotions, everything, my eternal part of me, I cling to him no matter what. Let nothing sway us. That's when our breakthrough comes, no matter what. And the very last part of verse 8, it says, your right hand upholds me. And I couldn't believe they were singing that song today. My world is safe in your hands. I was like, man, I love that. So his right hand upholds me. And the right hand is a sign of authority. When it talks about God's right hand, it's his right hand of authority. It's his authority over our lives. And so his right hand upholds us. All the authority that he has, that it's holding us up. You know, and then we can declare that our world is safe in his hands. So there's your list. I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. I have seen you in the sanctuary to see your power and glory. My lips will praise you. I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My mouth offers praises with joyful lips. I remember you on my bed. I meditate on you in the night watches. I will sing for joy. And my soul clings to you. I felt like the Lord said, instead of saying, we need to change our language here. Instead of saying, I really need a breakthrough. I've caught myself saying that so many times. Now we need to say, I'm going after my breakthrough. Right? I'm going after it. Amen? I'm going after it. Michael, can you come up? I felt like the Lord said to me that if we do these things, there's no opposition that can stop our breakthrough. If we do these things, if we do business with the Lord, if we do these things, this is an offensive weapon in the hand, in your hand. If we do these things, then no opposition can stop us from the breakthrough that is needed. But we must position ourselves for breakthrough. Instead of waiting on the Lord to deliver us a breakthrough, we must seek the deliverer and go after our breakthrough. Amen. So as Michael worships a little bit, I just really felt like I sense that there has been some of you that have been contending for a breakthrough. And I just want to invite you to come up for prayer today. The pastor team, the prophetic team can prophesy over you. The healing team can come and they can also prophesy over you. So can the pastors. So let the prophecy go forth. But just come, and some of you, I feel like you've been contending for a breakthrough to feel the presence of the Lord closer. You've been after. You've really been wanting to hear the Lord more. You've been wanting to really engage the Lord more. So I just want you to come up and let us agree with you in prayer. And I felt like there's been some that you've been contending for years for something. You've been contending for years. So I just feel like the Lord is wanting you to come and just give us a privilege of agreeing with you, of what you're contending for, of what you've been going after. And if there's anything else that you just want prayer for, you just want to come up for prayer, if it doesn't even have to do with this message, you just want prayer for something, then I just want to encourage you to come up for prayer. So Lord, we thank you for these steps to breakthrough, God. We thank you, Lord, that we're able to go after you and to encounter you, Lord. When we go after you in these ways, Lord, there's no opposition that can stop our breakthrough. So, Lord, we're coming to seek you earnestly, to thirst after you, to long for you, to see your power and your glory, to praise you, to bless you, God, to lift up our hands in your name, to offer praises with joyful lips, to remember you on our bed, to meditate on you in the night watches, God. We will sing for joy. Our soul clings to you, God.
Surrender all you, everything I give to you, withholding nothing, I surrender all. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing.
We surrender to you, God.
Withholding nothing, as I surrender all.
We surrender our breakthrough to you, God.
Everything I give to you,
we lay it all down, Lord. We lay it all down.
Withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing.
We lay it all down to you, Lord.
Withholding nothing, withholding. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you.
With lifted hands, we surrender to you, God.
Everything I give to you, withholding nothing. Withholding nothing.
We give it all to you, Lord.
Withholding nothing.
We lay it all down.
Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. all I want you. Cause all I want you. Cause all I want you. Cause all I want you. All I want you. It's all I want you. Everything I need. Yeah. It's all I want.